Okay, we have a special meeting December 23rd at 10:45, Wednesday.
More time.
Are we going to do
special meeting?
We're going to start from the bottom and work back.
According to Chris, it was a special meeting.
Under the Open Public Meetings Act, under 4230, it's a special meeting. It's in the same room we normally do board time, so I'm not sure there's a functional difference between them. Both comply with the Open Public Meetings Act.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is this document.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought we'd start with American League. Just kidding.
We're going to go for another 15 minutes.
Please, no.
All right. We have been working on for at least five. To have a perfect contract. We have read it in its fullest, and I'm open for a motion.
Okay. First, I assume that you've already been updated on it and things are acceptable to you. I read your body language at your... Okay. All right. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the proposed employment agreement for Mark McCauley as the acting county manager as proposed.
I'll second that.
Then move and second that we appoint Mark McCauley as our new manager. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sustain? Aye. No. Aye. All agree. Aye.
And so implicit in that is the acceptance of the contract?
Yes, that would be with the acceptance of the contract, which he's already been briefed on. So I
was silent. I gestured, but let it be known that I accept the terms of the agreement, and I'm happy to affix my signature there, too.
I know we can keep you abreast of the changes on a daily basis. So
I just want to make sure that the appointment and acceptance of the contract are combined in this motion.
Yes, provided that it's acceptable to our...
Yes.
The current county administrator, soon to be county manager.
Okay.
Sign it?
Yep.
You may.
And I'd like to just simply add a little commentary here, and that is the challenge that is before you, Mark. You're stepping into a challenging position, and you certainly have my encouragement and my confidence that we can all work together with goodwill and make the path forward work for everybody. Healthy, sustainable morale for our team here, for confidence for them, and work it best for the citizens.
I share every one of those objectives.
Excellent day.
And I would like to say how much I appreciate your patience. This is a new road for all of us. We have new changes coming. We're going to try to work to integrate all this as early as possible in changes that the charter is bringing. And personally, I really appreciate your patience as we have worked through a contract that should be mutually beneficial. So,
thank you.
The contract is signed.
Do we sign it as well?
Yeah, it was just for the chairman and for the county manager, administrator.
So I too would like to thank you, Mark, for bearing with us as we dot the I's and cross the T's and want to be doubly sure that what we did was fair for you, protected you, that you would be appreciated. And we know that as we move forward and make that transition into the charter, that we're looking forward to working together and getting it done. So thank you very much.
Uncharted waters. We'll navigate them together.
And I also value the close working relationship that we've established. And I'll do whatever I can to minimize your stress, to make sure that we navigate this in an enjoyable way. It's an adventure.
Well, one aspect of the job that when people ask me how I'm doing, whether I like it or not, I've learned something every day since taking the job, and I'm going to learn half a dozen things or more every day as we move forward. So
Welcome
to
the
club. And we'll be learning it together.
It's all good.
All
right.
of us will be.
It'll
be a team.
Yeah. It's all good. So thank you very much.
All right.
I'm going to go put this in the safe.
So I can't get at it. That's what it is. Okay, moving on. Item number two, meeting plan. I don't know what that is. Somebody
this,
does?
This is a Commissioner Madore item. He asked that since he'll be the I'm assuming, and it's dangerous to assume, but following normal procedure that some boards and commissions in the county failed to follow, I'm confident that this board will follow tradition and appoint this man right here as the chairman for next year.
He's assuming a lot.
That's why I said it's dangerous to do that. But as
it's a typical rotation, is
yes.
it not?
Yes.
And
yes.
Sort of adopted by custom and practice.
Exactly right.
It's worked very well.
And since this is the last opportunity for you three to meet in a public meeting and to begin thinking about 2015, I think Commissioner Madore just wanted to get a head start.
Okay.
Am I saying that correctly?
Is this something that is reference to the retreat that we're going to do?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
It's just that I don't want to be presumptuous and presume what the outcome of the next chairman is going to be, but I want to cover the bases just in case I end up being chairman, not to have January appear and there's no plan and there's nothing set, especially with the adoption of the charter, because expectations need to be fulfilled by specifications. And certainly we have a path to traverse together to navigate through the charters, what's going to happen when, and it needs to be orderly, it needs to be well thought out, it needs to make sure that we have stability, sustainable morale, which is your term, Commissioner, and with that, steady as she goes. You start with what are the meetings. The meetings will continue through January as expected so that we have the normal schedule for BOCC meetings. We still will refer to the BOCC because Board of County Commissioners is the same as Board of County Councilors, and the same schedule for board times. Those are the only meetings that are scheduled so far. And I assume that we're all on board with that, but that's a proposal to say, does that make sense? And if so, we have at least a starting point.
Yes,
I think that's the goal. We've been very, very successful, and that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done that success
okay.
by working hard and diligent. And
I would mm-hmm. be eager for us to find a date for a retreat so that after we follow the normal customary practice for having a board chair, that we can then get a retreat scheduled so we can talk about moving forward for the year as well, where we can all kind of participate.
It's been traditional that each year, the first part of the year, we have a retreat that just describes our favorite projects and vision forward and rules of practice, or however we want to be able to set the guidelines for the future.
Sure.
And I assume that would be, has it always happened that way? It's always been a retreat, Tom? You've been here longer than we have, certainly.
Yes.
Okay. But
so unlike CTRAN or RTC, we're going to follow tradition, I'm sure.
Okay.
However, we're not.
But we welcome innovation.
And intractable.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Looking forward to that. And I think we have a tentative retreat date. Is that correct?
We had Marlia Jenkins and I had spoken to the board about a retreat that was.
That's Marty.
Yes, my mistake. Marley was sitting in that chair when we had that discussion.
You got the Mar part right.
Sorry, Marty. We had talked about a retreat to focus on the charter, but I think that the methodology that Commissioner Madore is talking about, that a retreat on that subject would be premature. So,
yes.
Okay. So we're going to.
Go ahead.
So we're going to forget that notion and then use some other method for getting that process rolling, a little more deliberative. To use your word. But we do need the traditional retreat, and mm-hmm. we will get that on the schedule.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else on that issue?
Nope.
Moving on. Miracle League, request to waive.
Oh, well, actually, let me back up. Related to that is what a proposal here for navigating and finding our way and determining to make sure that we are purposely planning to implement the charter in an orderly, well-thought-out way that provides for the stability and the continuity, the health of the team. And that's where this is a one-page document that kind of gets the ball rolling. How do we even work together?
I think I have an amendment.
Is this
okay.
A resolution?
I've not even seen.
Oh, here, Chris. I've got multiple copies.
Process agreement.
It is related to the county business and the plan and the meetings going forward, so we navigate through changes yet with stability.
So, can you bring this back at our first meeting?
If you like.
I would.
I'm trying to think if it's time sensitive.
No, it's, well, I guess it could be.
It could be, but
we could
bring it back. Or do we want it?
The problem I was having is the dates.
Well, why not?
Yeah, we're committing to a date, and so I want to share that.
So I'm trying to think what venue would it come forward in, and would it come forward as a resolution or what? And that is, would we could maybe make an agreement on this today, but would there be any? I don't see a detriment if we brought it back to the first meeting in January.
Sure.
And then I'm not sure what the venue would be. Would it be a board time or would it be a commission?
Well, it would be. I don't think it matters. Both of those are open public meetings, so
yes,
you can conduct business in either event. Traditionally, it's on Tuesday during your regular meeting. Well, I'm not sure the new schedule, so whatever that equivalent is.
Yeah.
But my concern is that was this document listed on the agenda? Because I'm not sure if it's timely on the agenda for today, and if it's not, it probably really makes sense to move it to another day.
And I'm very supportive of making sure that anything that's submitted, especially when it comes to navigating a path forward, that we've all had the opportunity to think about it, refine it, to make sure we're all on board. So don't rush and don't be hasty.
Yeah.
And so whatever you want to do, this is a starting point.
I would like to see this the first meeting in January, because it is, from what I see right here, a logical path moving forward that gets us operating as a team as we move forward, and I think that's very fruitful. But I'd like to see it in either the regular board meeting, depending on how heavy that agenda is, or into the first board time meeting that we have.
Sure. If the board approves it, I'll make sure I direct staff, or I'll talk with staff about listing it on the county's website, and for the first public meeting, if it is too busy, then we'll move it to the succeeding day or the succeeding board time.
Okay, that's suitable.
However you want to work.
I would target a board time.
Whichever the board's motion is. I'm glad to help you.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with it being board time? Do you want it to be board time?
So that's Wednesday the 7th. Wednesday, January 7th.
Okay.
I'm flexible.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay, Miracle League has been requested that Miracle League, which is our property, that they are asking for the improvements that they would like to do, that the fees be waived.
Yeah, the board had a question last week regarding the magnitude of the fees that could be waived. Marty undertook an effort to estimate what those fees would be. Certainly, we would know after the process is completed what the exact fees would be, but Marty's folks put an estimate together And so you see at the bottom there, the total of development fees plus the traffic impact fees, it'd be $53,767.
So when we do make improvements to our own parks that we're running, do we charge fees for that?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know.
Just by way of introduction, the estimates are based off the fields that were built at the Luke Jensen Sports Park. So the fields and then any of the facilities, dugouts, bleachers, scoreboards, those kinds of things, that's what we use to estimate the total cost of these. Now, if those change specific to the Miracle League fields, those would change consequently. The impact fees, we found that there is this $36,000 owed on the entire of the park, because Pacific Park's a large facility, large park, and the fields are on the east end of the park.
So that's for the development of the entire property. If they only develop a portion, that may be prorated.
That's correct. And I've seen numbers in the $20,000 range. We're trying to get that from concurrency.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the maximum amount.
Okay.
They're building an additional or an improvement?
They've not built any of the sports fields out there, the ball fields.
So it would be they've already must have paid a traffic impact fee for the operation that they have going on now.
No, they've not. And they may have paid a portion of this total 36, like the skate park and the dog park, but it's...
Well, you don't mean even they, it's not the Miracle League.
City
County
Park, the Clark Parks. Clark Parks, yeah.
But as it relates to these two nonprofits, they have yet to pay anything.
Correct, because the fields haven't been built.
Right.
So what I'm looking at in reality, in my opinion, that we're probably looking more about $15,000. And I don't anticipate traffic congestion to be different than what it is now. And it's not a daily basis. It's more like just on the weekends. So I don't have a problem with waiving the fees for that. It's also improvements to our facilities.
So we already own this park.
Correct.
And we have not had the money to develop it into a full use.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Yeah, portions of the park are developed.
Yes.
Portions of yes. the park. Is there a dog park here, too?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we have demonstration gardens there and some other things.
Exactly.
To the west.
So,
yes.
So... what we're trying to do is utilize our parks to the fullest extent for the human beings, well, and for the dogs. I almost consider them human. So it's doubtful to me that the full traffic impact fee, I mean, I think we need to quantify it. And I'm the one that asked for it to be quantified, so that we understand the waiver. The same as we do every other waiver that we do. We quantify all of them. So I ask for us to follow that same discipline in quantifying this one.
Can I paraphrase?
Sure.
Just to make sure I understand. If we actually approve a fee waiver for the Miracle League, we would want to know after the fact the accurate amount of fees waived.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, and it's our obligation to do that. So, the value of the Miracle League, I don't know how many people that are here have been to a Miracle League event. It's... And they have all kinds of different athletic events for children at all different ages, for all different levels of disability. They get assistance from high school teams who come in and assist with the basketball games, and local high school students volunteer both women's teams and men's teams. It's an incredible event to go to. So it's also necessary because the folks that are transporting their child or other children that have severe disabilities, you need parking, you need special vehicles for that. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated process to get those children to an event and back from an event. So the parking lots and all of that are a very necessary part. Now, the part that we haven't talked about is these are senior ball fields also. Are they not, or is this just the Miracle League?
There's both.
Yeah,
two
one each.
Well, there's two and one.
There are four ball fields total that were approved under the master plan.
Yeah.
And this I think, is three ball fields of the four.
Yeah. It also includes an extra new parking lot and a wheelchair-accessible playground.
Oh, which is absolutely necessary. And when we would develop it ourselves, if we had that money, that all of that same infrastructure would need to be there for ADA, because our parks need to be ADA accessible. So this is a cost one way or the other to us anyway. What we just have is the intervention of Miracle League nonprofit
that's a great point. If we build it ourselves, we pay these fees. If we waive them.
Yeah, exactly. So, and what we get for that is the immediate, well, if not immediate, accelerated development for people to be using this park.
And whatever resources we would put into this park, we can put into parks elsewhere.
Well, when and if we have it, yes.
Right.
So I support the fee waiver, and what I had asked for was details of what that involves and a quantification.
And I assume that this is the ballpark, and whatever that number turns out to be, we'll just account for it. So
correct.
This authorization today, if we agree to waive the fees, would be whatever they turn out
whatever
to be.
Whatever the actual
it's
fees
It's not
are.
Specific to a particular number.
No.
Yes.
Chris, were you going to say something?
Well, the only thing the board needs to understand is this is a non-residential development, so I think it meets the technical definitions of the fee waiver ordinance. So there was some question because the ordinance talks about commercial and industrial projects and revenue generation and record keeping, and this isn't fit any of those neatly, but it is a non-residential development. So I think there's a basis for the board to go forward. The only thing with regard to TIFs that the board has to remember is this will become part of the public share, and so that when we build this, this will be just something that the board will have to make up with existing. We have a number of existing deficiencies that the county's responsible for. Development can't be required to pay for that, and so this will just go into that list of contributions the county will be required to make.
And if I could clarify that as well, the fee waiver program, as adopted, specifically calls out nonprofit organizations as well, which means that this would simply fall into the category of every other fee waiver applicant and be accounted for, listed as just simply along with the rest. In other words, this did not require a specific action for us, but it's certainly a vote of confidence, and it's a confirmation that it's the right direction. Certainly, I support the freedom for a nonprofit organization to come put millions of dollars into a county-owned park. The county will own all these facilities, and to serve the citizens, especially those that have disabilities, in a way that everybody wins. And they make those facilities available to the general public whenever it's not otherwise scheduled. that's the best of county government, the best of community in action. And for us to be able to welcome that participation certainly sends the right message. I love to see nonprofit organizations participate in such a way wherever we have opportunity in other parks as well. So certainly I'm in. Call me in.
Okay. Got it.
Well, thank you. This
we need
was
a motion,
an
Chris?
Information piece.
Yep. So Chris nodded up and down to the question.
Oh, yeah. This should be approved by motion.
I'll make the motion. I move that we waive the traffic impact and permit fees, whatever fees would be associated with the development of the ball fields as proposed and the amenities as proposed by the nonprofits for the Pacific Community Park.
Second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to waive the fees for American Lakes construction project. All those in favor?
And that includes a senior field as well. They're a nonprofit organization, the senior ballpark team. Aye.
Was that an amendment?
No, that's
no.
Aye.
Okay.
Do we have
included.
Three aye?
Yes, we
no,
do.
I have two.
All right.
I didn't see that one coming.
That was bad.
Anything else for the good of the order that we have in front of us today? Seeing none?
I'd say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Mr. Mielke, I need to see you for a minute.
Okay.
Regarding an announcement about the contract.
Okay. We are adjourned. Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.